Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, July 6th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, this message from the Alert Hardy Emergency Alert Program. The Hardy County School Board has made the decision to close the summer school programs for today due to Tropical Storm Elsa, if you haven't heard yet, and they will make a decision this afternoon by 3 p.m. on whether they will reopen summer programs for Wednesday, July 7th. We will update you on our Hardy Midday Facebook page. Your local events, Main Street Wauchula invites you to cool down with some of the hottest films this summer with the summer movie series at the historic City Hall this Thursday, July 8th and July 22nd. The film this Thursday will be Tom and Jerry, the new one. Admission is free. Concessions start at $1 and the film starts at 10 a.m. The historic City Hall is located at 225 East Main Street in Wauchula. They'd also like to thank the sponsors of the summer movie series, First National Bank of Wauchula and Mosaic. And the Hardy County 4-H will have an open house on Thursday, August 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hardy County Civic Center. 4-H is an informal, fun, and educational youth program sponsored through the University of Florida and Hardy County. Drop by the open house, meet the club leaders, and see the exciting activities they have planned for this coming year. For more information, you can call Jose or Sarah at 863-773-2164. That's 863-773-2164. Your jobs here in the area, Ridge Area ARC is looking for a finance director, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of accounting and financial analysis experience are required. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a switchboard operator, a high school diploma or GED, and excellent communication skills are required. And the City of Wauchula is looking for a parks and grounds maintenance worker, a high school diploma or GED, valid driver's license, and 1 year of landscape maintenance experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 78 degrees out, rainy, 56% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is too low. Winds east-southeast at 30 miles per hour with gust up to 35. Humidity is extremely humid, 92%. The dew point 76. Cloud cover 100%. Rain at 0.14 inches. Visibility is 4 miles and the cloud ceiling was 2,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including a cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:09 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We have a flood watch in effect through Wednesday afternoon. Today, tropical storm conditions possible. Scattered thunderstorms in the morning. Widespread showers. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. East winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gust up to 25. 90% chance of rain. Tonight, tropical storm conditions possible. Mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall. Lows in the mid-70s. Southeast winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. Wednesday partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall in the morning. Highs in the upper 80s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gust up to 20 and a 60% chance of rain. And Wednesday night partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-70s. South winds around 5 miles an hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. An amendment to a House Ag Appropriations bill introduced last week prohibits the purchase of agricultural land by the Chinese government and makes ag land currently owned by China ineligible for farm programs. It was introduced by Washington Republican Dan Newhouse, who says allowing China to continue buying up U.S. ag assets would create a Chinese-owned ag monopoly and pose an immediate threat to U.S. and food security. He says the U.S. cannot become dependent on China for our domestic ag and food supply. 4 steps can help people reduce food waste at home. That's according to the USDA that just released new resources to show people how to prevent food waste that stress planning for food purchases, controlling food portions, properly storing leftovers, and composting food scraps. USDA says an average family of 4 wastes almost $1,500 worth of food each year. U.S. cattle producers are once again staring at a historic drought as some states have yet to fully recover from the previous 2011 to 2013 drought. According to Drovers.com, by June 15th, over 26% of the western U.S. was experiencing exceptional drought. Nearly 98% of the West was experiencing some level of drought. Startling numbers, considering prior to this, the biggest portion of the West dealing with drought at any one time during the past 20 years was just 12%.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The National Farmers Union is urging its members to roll up their sleeves for the COVID-19 vaccine as rural areas lag behind in vaccination rates. Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, says rural communities are traditionally underserved due to scarcity of medical facilities, hospitals, and practitioners. Scarcity of services and dysfunctions in the healthcare system nationwide have been major impediments to launching a swift public health information and vaccination campaign in rural areas.
According to the latest analysis of vaccination rates by the Daily Yonder, an online publication that covers rural issues, vaccination rates in non-metro areas lag behind those of rural counties by about 9%. It's clear that we have some work to do.
He says another significant issue is misunderstanding among some people about the safety of the new technology that led to the creation of some of the COVID vaccines. Members of the White House COVID-19 Task Force and the National Rural Health Association joined LaRue to make a call to improve rural vaccination rates, especially in light of the fast-spreading Delta variant. According to CDC information, 27 of Florida's most rural communities had not reached 40% vaccination rate among their adult populations by mid-June. The Alabama Department of Public Health has put an emphasis on expanding vaccine access across the state, where transportation is also an issue.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. This summer is shaping up to be very challenging for air travelers.
Southwest Airlines customers have struggled with thousands of delays and hundreds of canceled flights this month because of computer problems, staffing shortages, and bad weather. American Airlines also grappling with a surge in delays and has trimmed its schedule through mid-July, at least in part, because it doesn't have enough pilots, according to the Pilots Union. Travelers have been venting their frustration online, posting photos of long airport lines and describing painful flights. Rich Thomason reporting.
Tyson Foods announcing a voluntary recall, the company recalling 8.5 million pounds of chicken products that could possibly have been tainted by harmful bacteria from their Dexter, Missouri plant. The chicken products produced between December 26, 2020 and April 13, 2021. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with Major League Baseball Sunday and the Rays, who snuff out a losing streak while avoiding a sweep by the Jays.
The Rays' 10-game road losing streak is over after Austin Meadows delivered 3 hits, including a pair of RBI doubles to lead a win over the Blue Jays, 5-1. Ryan Yarbrough pitched 5 innings of 4-hit ball for the win.
Really tough road trip for us, and kind of ended on a good note like this. Kind of hopefully build momentum off it, especially going back home. So I think that's the biggest thing for us and what we are really trying to do today.
Wander Franco hit his second home run for Tampa Bay, tying the game in the 6th inning. Yandy Diaz followed with a double and scored on Meadows' first 2-bagger. Diaz had 2 hits and scored twice for the Rays, who had dropped 5 straight overall. Losing pitcher Robbie Ray allowed 2 runs and 5 hits in 7 frames. Randall Grichuk homered for Toronto. I'm Dave Ferry.
Elsewhere in the American League, Houston 4, Cleveland 3. This is SRN Sports. More baseball scores for you. Tigers 6, White Sox 5. The Twins over Kansas City 6-2. Seattle 4, Texas 1. The Red Sox edged Oakland 1-0. It was the Angels 6 and the Orioles 5. In the National League yesterday, Dodgers 5, Nats 1. Pittsburgh over Milwaukee 2-0. It was the Reds edging the Cubs 3-2. The Padres hammered Philadelphia 11-1. Atlanta 8, Miami 7, Colorado beat St. Louis 3-2. It was the Giants over Arizona 5-2. Interleague play, a twin bill yesterday. The Mets won the first game over the Yankees 10-5. Yankees win the nightcap 4-2. NASCAR, Chase Elliott won the Cup Series race at Road America Sunday to wrap up a playoff spot and continue his uncanny success on road courses. Kyle Busch took a brief lead on a restart on the 46th of 62 laps, but Elliott caught up to him in turn 11 and had passed him by turn number 12. With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks in friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day, I live in a constant fear that my kid will become a famous artist or painter and I will have thrown out about $1 trillion of their work. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. Stay safe and stay dry, folks. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.